From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Democratic Committee holds its convention on February 23rd and will endorse Marist College professor Tommy Zurhellen to run against Republican Sue Serino for Dutchess County Executive, according to several committee members. Zurhellen, a 53-year-old Navy veteran, is an author and also serves as an advisor on veterans' issues to Democrat Representative Pat Ryan. In 2019, Zurhellen walked across America, averaging 22 miles per day, to draw attention to the rate of veteran suicides, which is 22 per day in the United States. Zurhellen also served as commander of VFW Post 170 in Poughkeepsie and partnered with Hudson River Housing to develop Vet Zero, a program to help veterans with homelessness issues. Zurhellen did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Republican Sue Serino already announced she is running for the same post and was endorsed by former Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News Reports. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that the town of Bern in Albany County held a public hearing on a proposed law that will allow ATVs and other off-road vehicles on some of the town roads. It was an occasionally tested two-hour public hearing that included former town supervisor Kevin Crozier being escorted from the building by Albany County Sheriff's deputies. Dozens of town residents expressed opposition to the proposal at the meeting. The hearing was delayed and moved to the Bern Knox Westerlo High School auditorium in anticipation of a large turnout, and more than 100 people attended. Bern wants to create a series of trails across private land, like the system snowmobilers use for off-road vehicles, which would be allowed on a few town roads to link the trails. Town Supervisor Dennis Palo, a first-term Republican, began the meeting shouting at Kevin Crozier, a Democrat who was town supervisor for more than a dozen years before being voted out in 2017. Palo interrupted Crozier, then ordered deputies to remove Crozier from the hearing, drawing boos from the crowd. He said, and I quote, "I came here as a private citizen to speak, and you saw what happened. It's absolutely amazing. What do you think this says about the way the town board runs?" End quote. Most speakers at the hearing were opposed to the new law. Some said ATV owners currently trespass and damage lawns, fields, and crops in the towns. Others objected to the lack of an environmental review for the proposal and that the town did not have the list of proposed roads approved by the county. Attorney Jeffrey Baker promised a lawsuit on behalf of several town residents if the board approved the law. Josh Duell was one of six people speaking in favor of the proposed law, saying, and I quote, "We're a bunch of families, not criminals," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Porcupine Soup reports that the National Bank of Coxsackie is opening a new lending and administrative office in Latham. The bank now has 8 locations in Albany, Greene, and Schoharie counties. The new location is at 1003 New Loudon Road. Bank President and Chief Executive Officer John A. Bally said, and I quote, "We are excited for this opportunity to support our local businesses and enhance our market visibility and employment opportunities," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.